Broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at The Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This is Kyle Bruston-Nortman, KBN on 94.5 ESPN, the ESPN Wisconsin app, and streaming live at ESPN Milwaukee on YouTube.
Y'all know what it is. Come on. You know it.
We're not listening to this every single time.
Just do the 414 thing.
Oh, it's the 414 hour at 4 on KBN.
Thank you.
If you play his song, he's not going to do the 414.
I did do it on the air. How many times did I say in his ear, go?
At least three.
But Kyle's going to marinate on
it. I thought you meant rap go. I didn't know you want me to go 414.
Rap go. See, you play a song and he thinks it's just like
I'm
the Kyle Wallace
King.
Hour.
We pursue.
So what's funny is, I've already listened to our air check for tomorrow.
This segment.
Okay. So I had it on loud. And so I'm listening to it at the dinner table. And Lexi's on the other side of me.
Loving it.
She's bobbing her head.
Ooh,
she's bobbing her head. And then Strope also attached our KBN song. I played that. Lexi's bobbing her head. I'm like, it's a vibe. These AI songs are good, man.
Grammys,
They're
baby.
Freaking good.
Grammys.
Ben Bruss, Kyle Wallace, Brad Nortman. Strophe is running the show. 800-990-3776 is the Carbless Talk and Text line where we're asking you, you can extend. You can put somebody in the hot seat, and you can fire somebody of the three GMs. Extend, hot seat, fire. Bradley Nortman, it goes to you.
I'd love to fire it off. Let's start with extend, right? Good news first, right? Matt Arnold. Matt Arnold, for me, is the guy that you're going to extend. Here's why. In his short time as the Brewers general manager, won the division twice. Now, sometimes you could say, okay, well, maybe he's feeling the after effects of David Stearns, but he is a David Stearns disciple, so he's going to be able to grow and build the team just like he did, which is the only way the Brewers can be truly competitive. And so he's using these very constrained cap numbers to put together a very competitive team. So Matt Arnold, you don't just find Matt Arnolds in teams that can make the Brewers competitive anywhere. Gotta keep Matt Arnold at all costs. The hot seat's Goody. Look, you have my attention. You went from Aaron Rodgers, Hall of Fame quarterback, to a new franchise quarterback. You've totally remade this team in youth, and they're making the playoffs. That's good. Got to see a little bit more. Drafting has to improve, and I'd love to see a little bit more aggression to actually put the Packers over the edge. So extend Matt Arnold. Hot seat, Goody. I'm going to fire John Horst. Now, this is the only guy of the three that's brought us a championship in the Milwaukee Bucks. Those 4 years ago seemed like a long time ago, and this team is not equipped to move forward and be a championship contender. Terrible drafter. So if I'm going to say that this team needs a new direction, the team needs a new direction, and that's the Milwaukee Bucks. So I'm going to fire John Horst. Extend Matt Arnold. Hot seat is Goody. I'm going to fire John Horst for the Bucks.
You're playing right into my hand, Bradley.
Before Kyle goes, is that exactly what you have?
It's exactly what I have.
Come on.
Anything different, Strofe? Do you have exactly what we have? Matt Arnold, you're extending. Hot seats, Goody, you're firing Horst?
No, that's not what I have.
All right, mix it up. Mix it on up, Strofe.
I have it pretty close. I have extending Arnold. I do agree with that. I'm hot seating Horst, and I'm firing Goody.
Oh,
really?
Wow. Is the Packers Pro Shop listening to this?
I'm not gonna lie.
What a lie that was.
That's literally what came to my head too. He's not a real Packer, but he's trying to fire Goody.
Can I explain why? I know you're gonna try and throw propaganda on Strofe, but the reason.
I actually might flip Horst and Arnold, to be honest.
You're gonna extend Horst?
Now he's already extended. Why extend him more?
Yeah, that's a good point. He just got the extension. He's won the championship.
Oh my gosh.
I think we have to value that. I think it's hard to look at John Horst and say, you have done a bad job. Now, the knock that Kyle brings up and exhausts, but rightfully so, is how bad he's been in the draft.
Yeah.
Which is a completely fair point on him and a fair knock on him. But I know that guy's got the cojones to go out and take the swing. Trey Hendrickson is available right now. Have we heard any reports that the Packers have picked up the phone?
No.
I would say that John Horst has the cojones that are necessary to win a championship, and he's proven that he's won the championship. Matt Arnold, you guys went over it. I think he's done a really nice job now in his third season. It's hard to evaluate. I'd like to give him more time. Now, I hate to say this part out loud. I won't say that. It's going to be really, really hard to win a championship if you're the Milwaukee Brewers. You just are, right? No salary cap, small market, an owner that doesn't spend a lot of money.
No money that you can defer into 80 million years.
But I think what Matt Arnold's done has been really impressive thus far, right? The low-risk moves or the under-the-radar moves. Jose Quintana, right? Like, obviously, he's coming in and done a nice job for them when he's been
healthy. He did the William Contreras trade, too, didn't he?
Sure did. I think.
Steel. Cooper Slugger.
Yeah, that was his first year. So, I think we all agree. Extend, we would all agree, is Arnold.
Yes. I mean...
It's not even necessarily a knock on Goody for me. It's just lack of big swings, inconsistency in the draft, and no signature win.
I disagree with the lack of big swings because your two best players last year were who, Strofe, on the Green Bay Packers, offensively and defensively?
Big swings? Jacobs and McKinney last year.
Okay, and both of those guys were top five.
But I think consistent.
That's rare.
And then before
Goody's
that,
Goody is the
longest tenured GM of all these guys, right?
Yes, he is. He is conservative. I agree with that. But when I think about the success that he had, it's
hypocritical from Kyle, by the way.
What
the one that wants the Green Bay Packers to win a championship more than anybody, and they have as made it one time since 2010? Counting that?
Yeah, no, I understand it. So I have my frustrations with Goody, but when I look at John Horst, Strofe talked about the fact that I don't like the way that he's drafted. But then on top of that, listen, 3 first-round playoff exits. I don't care about all the injuries. I understand that it happens, and then you got put out in the second round the year 4 years prior. You know what the Denver Nuggets did? How long ago did the Denver Nuggets win a championship?
Who was that, 3 years ago?
2 seasons ago.
2 seasons.
And guess what they did?
Fire their GM and head coach?
They fired their GM head coach. Why? Because they believed that they were not getting enough out of Malone and then also their general manager, who I can't remember his name. But they fired him. Why? Because they wanted more. And John Horst gets an extension? He gets an extension. The Nuggets made it pretty dang far this year. Hell, the Nuggets gave the OKC Thunder the biggest run for their money that any other team. Thank you, Calvin Booth. They gave the OKC Thunder the biggest run for the money than any team has so far in the playoffs. And this is after firing their head coach and firing their GM, or saying they're going to separate from Calvin Booth at the end of the year. So, I mean, I'm just saying, sometimes you got to move on for things to get better. And I think at this point with the Milwaukee Bucks, you got to move on from John Horst for things to get better.
I think Kyle hit it there. He didn't draft Giannis, but he did take swings to bring the Milwaukee Bucks a championship. Now, why he's still getting fired is because the way that he built a team was not the way that they're going to have to build a team moving forward, which is why it's crazy to me that with the way that he's been a general manager, that they would extend him, knowing what type of situation they're in, needing a year to move some money off the books. They just got out of the second apron, which I know when I say second apron, I act like I know what it is. All I know that it means is you're in a place where you can't do a lot of things to make your team successful in the NBA. Drafting. I'll give them a slight pass. Just a slight pass. No, listen. Mm. Just listen on the slight pass. He's traded a lot of them away. And when he is picking, guys, let's be honest. How many times are you really, really able to hit draft picks in the upper 20s in the first round?
Name one draft pick he hit on that's still on the roster.
But to have nobody, I agree. You're zero.
I'm not making an excuse. I'm saying you have
but
to.
He's got nobody.
Thank you.
He also hasn't had that many opportunities to pick in the
first
round.
This is what bothers me, is that in the NBA, you only have 2 rounds, right? And so at some point, there's got to be some undrafted rookie or some guy in the second round or a guy you get late in the first round that's contributing to this roster. You don't have that. Like A.J. Green, we talked about this. A.J. Green might be the best Bucks, he was undrafted, guy that we have contributing on this roster that they got. Other than that, is everybody signed. You haven't developed anybody, and that's a problem.
I don't know if this was Rick from last week who brought up the Joey Ortiz from Corbin Burns. It might be. Let's bring in Rick in Pewaukee because he doesn't like us defending Matt Arnold because there's 3 trades he's made I think he's unhappy with. So go, Rick.
Yeah, that's it. I agree with you guys on Horst and Goody, but I'm not saying that Arnold is that great with these last 3 trades. He gave away too much for Priester. And when it comes to the other two trades, giving away Burns, I think he just rushed giving away Burns and Williams. And now I'm afraid of what's going to happen if they fail a little bit and Peralta's out there and he's going to give Peralta away.
Well, I wouldn't say that he rushed. He had to do the Brewers' way, which is to get rid of them before they get nothing for them.
Because they get injured like Corbin Burns did. Unfortunate.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I did see that.
I think it might be the big one.
The big one, yeah. And so, again, Devin Williams, you trade him and you try and get the most for him. It's still too early on a couple of these trades. But I hear you when I'm watching Joey Ortiz. It's good to see him hit a couple of hard baseballs yesterday.
Nice defensive play, too, right?
Great defensive play.
But isn't that what makes the Brewers' job specifically so hard?
So much harder.
Because
yes.
Like you have to play that game or else you are going to be with nothing going forward.
And so I don't want to get too in the weeds of it because people don't be looking down in the future. But the reason why Matt Arnold, for me, is so successful, when you look at this roster, a lot of these guys are homegrown talent. When you talk about—
Yes, they come from the farm.
A lot of them are from the farm. But then this is the
so
big—
So crazy they call it the farm system.
Yeah, I was just thinking that.
Why do they call it the farm system?
Probably because they grow talent.
Yeah, but in the farm—
They start as but young sprouts.
But in the farm—
Yeah, this one's actually not that hard to figure out.
You slaughter things from the farm.
No, you don't slaughter.
Not necessarily.
You don't slaughter. That's from the farm?
Well,
could be a dairy farm, Ben.
Or you send them for slaughter, like Corbin Burns to get hurt and Devin Williams to suck and lose a closing job.
We do. And so just for me overall is that you got guys like Bryce Terrain that came up through the system, Garrett Mitchell, who's been hurt, come through the system, Salvatore Astrof loves, but then the Brewers have Jackson Churio, and then the Brewers also have four top prospects in the top 100 prospects. And you guys are going to hear about Mizorowski. He's going to be coming up. He throws 100 miles per hour in like the sixth inning. So all this is under Matt Arnold, also David Stearns as well. But under that, the Brewers actually have good young prospects.
But in the same way that Matt Arnold is reaping some benefits of what David Stearns did, it's not like Matt Arnold, you know, hasn't come from like he was with the Tampa Bay. Now we're getting deep. He's coming from come from the Rays, mm-hmm. who had to build teams the same way the Brewers have had to build teams. And they're sitting 32 and 28. And if you look at what they have been able to accomplish with all of the injuries in the first part of the season, they still have got these. William Contreras still hasn't played anywhere near as good as he played last year. But my golly, he's got a cannon behind there. I think he still leads the league in throwing guys out.
My golly.
My golly.
Well, and not only that, article on ESPN.com today, maybe yesterday. Brewers have the 8th best farm system in the MLB. I mean, so there's optimism. You've got guys. It's stacked. It's deep. So the Brewers can keep this formula going for a long time. You just hope. You just hope that you guys break through one.
If Horst could be just a quarter of how good the Brewers have been with drafting and developing, the Bucks would have been, I can't say they would have beat the Pacers this year, but because they were a juggernaut, it looks like, this year. But they definitely wouldn't have got put out three times in the first round.
I think it's the balance that's hard to strike, right? If you have a team good enough to win a championship, do you roll into it? But you can't go so far like the Bucks that you completely disregard the future. Figuring out that balance is tough for these guys.
Tyler chimes in on the Carbless Talking text line. Kyle should be allowed to rap to bring in every 4-on-4 at 4. Good stuff.
Thank
Better
you,
than
man.
Having Bruster Nortman do it.
Oh, man.
Wow.
I love KBN Nation.
Okay,
who
so
was
here's
that?
His.
Who was the name?
Just slow down. He's got more. It's not just about you. Extend Horst. He tried. He also can't take away that he's won a ship. Keep Goody definitely on the hot seat if he fails and no NFC championship. Fire Arnold because Jesse Nelson said so.
That's a good line. That's a good line.
That was Tyler in Sun Prairie?
920. I don't know if it was Tier 1 Tyler or the Tyler
There's
that you
only
met.
One Tier 1 Tyler, and that is Tyler in Sun Prairie.
All right. Well, he didn't say. So I can't tell you, Kyle. I don't know what you want from me. You can tell me how you look out your windows.
Guess what? I look out my great window with Universal Windows Direct. Remember I told my auntie about getting set up, so I called her up. This is a true story. I hit up my boy Jamie Shea.
If you have to qualify this as a true story, do you tell us a lot of lies?
No, I tell the truth all the time. I'm just letting y'all know. I'm going to my text messages right now. And I hit up my auntie Bev. Oh, I hit up my I hit my auntie up and I said, hey, my boy Jamie Shea is going to come by. Literally, she called him on Friday and Jamie showed up on Saturday for the consultation. She said it went great and he gave me excellent prices, Thank you so much, nephew, and I want y'all to have the same experience my auntie had as well by working with Universal Windows Direct. And this is what they're offering right now. You can get payments as low as $99 a month and no payments and no interest for an entire year when you work with Universal Windows Direct. You can get a whole full year to enjoy comfort, savings, curb appeal, all before you even have to make a single payment. I've worked with Universal Windows Direct, and I can tell you from experience, their team is fantastic. They show up on time. They do their job right, and the results speak for themselves. So if you're feeling those summer cooling costs creeping up, or you're just ready to give your home a fresh look, don't wait. Give my friends at Universal Windows Direct a call at 414-410-2000. That's 414-410-2000, or go to universalwindowsdirect.com, and like me, you'll be saying, I love my windows.
We heard from Josh Jacobs at the Super Bowl about the wide receiver position. Now we hear a little bit further removed from the Super Bowl from Josh Jacobs about the wide receiver position. Running back one. I don't know. Josh Jacobs just has some things to say that are very interesting about the wide receiver room. Next.
This is Kyle Brustin Nortman.
Is one of the things that your girlfriend gets upset with is you interrupting her like this?
Probably. I just complimented you. What the hell?
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Days like today, you want to go outside and enjoy that beautiful Wisconsin weather. But if you got aching joints, your knees, your hips, your shoulders, or your back, then you got to go visit QC Kinetics because they are the nation's leader in regenerative medicine. That's right. If you've been told that surgery and steroids and drugs are only options, not so fast. QC Kinetics, particularly at the Greenfield location, the one that I go to, there's also one in Mequon, they are here to help you with non-surgical relief. When you go there for your first time, tell them we sent you, and you're going to experience next-level treatment. Personalized plan to get you back on your feet, literally and figuratively. You're also going to see an ultrasound right there in real time to see exactly what's going in that joint, and you're going to be given no pressure because not every person is perfect for the QC Kinetics way. But if you are, you can bet that you can be one of thousands of patients who are now living a pain-free life and able to enjoy doing all the things they want to do. So don't wait any longer. You owe yourself that second opinion. You owe yourself a life of pain-free living, and you can get that with QC Kinetics. Give them a call today for your free consultation. 414-285-3474. 414-285-3474. That's 414-285-3474.
Kyle Brustin Nortman hanging with you, KBN Nation, till 5 o'clock. 800-990-3776 is your Carbless Talk and Text line. This is more. Josh Jacobs over the Super Bowl week. You know, everyone likes to hear their voice a little bit, especially when the lights are shining bright. He gave some comments about wanting a wide receiver one potentially to help the wide receiver room. Let's take a listen back, and then we'll take a listen present.
And then I think we need a wide receiver here, real wide receiver.
Miles Garrett, number one. Will be here later.
Yeah, like I love the guys that we have in the receiving room. They all have potential to be one, right. But we need a guy that's proven to be one.
Need a guy that's proven. Need a wide receiver one. Love the potential of our guys. Now we'll hear Josh Jacobs. Was this today or yesterday? This is this morning, yesterday. This was yesterday. Thanks, Drove.
We got a deep wide receiver room. You know, a lot of those guys have a lot of ability, and it's just about doing it at a consistent level and doing it at the highest level possible, which I feel like a lot of them will. You can see them come in this year, it's just different. The energy is different. The way that they look, the way that they run their routes, everything is different. So it's going to be fun.
A little bit of a tune change. It's going to be fun. They got the biggest thing is consistent there. This all leads to me at least, an article that Bill Barnwell wrote, Billy B. Billy B wrote it on ESPN.com.
I believe you've previously referred to him as your boy, Billy B.
My boy, Billy B. Mentioned there's a log jam at the wide receiver room. Good thing, bad thing. What is a log jam? Oh, come on.
Are you kidding me? What do you mean, oh, come on? You know this.
I don't know this.
Come on.
Oh, my God.
Well, what do you think it means? Is that a positive or a negative?
It's a negative. Oh, like traffic log jam.
I have heard Debbie Lozaga use that term before, yes, but
this kid can't be serious.
What does log jam come from? If it makes you feel any better, I learned this about 4 hours ago.
Log jam. Does it have anything to do with, like, logs on a river?
Yes. It's exactly what it has to do with.
The wood and the logs that fall into the river.
Well, they don't fall, they're put there.
Stop the flow so it's not as fast.
Like a beaver trying to dam a river?
Uh-huh. I don't know what I'm saying, guys. They gave it a shot. Now
come on.
The answer.
So you legitimately have heard the term. You are 32?
33.
And log jam is a term, phrase we've heard.
It just means you're backed up.
Yeah, it stops production.
So you did not understand it until this moment.
No.
You just heard it, you just went with it.
But I knew the context enough to
everybody's
use
been
it.
Using that word.
Yeah, that's crazy, man. That's crazy. You had a different life.
So it's a bad thing if they have a log jam.
Well, not so much a bad thing.
No, I mean, that word implies it's a bad thing.
No, log jam just
is bad.
It just means that you have a lot of people. Like there's a lot. It's backed up, right?
That's not the definition we just heard.
Now you're spinning this on your way to make you feel good about the wide receivers because you think Jordan Love's gonna have a big year. The Green Bay Packers have a log jam is because they have a lot of guys that are actually probably above average wide receivers. They wouldn't say they would have a log jam because you always have 7 to 8 wide receivers, but if you had...
Can we say they have a bunch of above-average wide receivers when Romeo Doubs has had like 600 yards the last 2 seasons?
Above average is probably strong. Average?
Okay, fine. Average.
Yeah, average.
Enough for him to say
Jaden Reed, I'd say, is above average.
But log jam isn't... I understand why you're spinning it that way, because I agree with you. I think this ultimately will be a good thing. But when the term log jam is used to refer to the Packers wide receivers, that is not a compliment.
No, it was not. I don't think it was a negative connotation. I actually thought that Barnwell was probably off about watching the Green Bay Pack. He just saw a whole bunch of guys' names that he saw, but he didn't realize that they struggled last year.
You're saying the guy that writes for ESPN.com doesn't watch the Packers ever.
That is correct.
Okay.
Well, it's hard to say what he meant by it, because logjam, when taken historically, it's when like lumberjacks would cut down trees, and trees are heavy. So instead of like hauling them or putting them, they'd put them in a river, let them float down the river. Mm-hmm. Right? Pretty brilliant way to move big things of timber. The problem is you had a big old river, and it would get to a funnel, and they would get backed up. So it's a bad thing, but usually it means you have a good bit of lumber that you're throwing down river.
Thank you, smart guy.
Okay, so what does that have to do with the Green Bay Packers wide receiver?
So I think they're full of a bunch of average guys, more like what the first Josh Jacobs quote was at the Super Bowl, and now he's trying to spin it a little bit, but they got a log jam of average. The problem is, here's where I think the log jam really is. All these receivers who are somewhere between average and above average, they all want to be the guy. The logjam here is representative of a next contract. Like, they all want money. They all want the next contract. But nobody can, just like only one log might be able to filter through the funnel of the skinny part of the river at any given time. These wide receivers, maybe only one, will be on the Green Bay Packers long term. That is a logjam of production, a logjam of wanting the ball, and a logjam of money that these guys aren't going to be able to. So here's my concern. My concern is when you don't have the number one, you don't have the number two, you don't have the number three, guys don't know their role. They don't know who they are. That was a common Bill Belichick line. Know your role and do your job.
And
these
Brad,
guys don't know their roles and they don't know their jobs.
The most successful teams you played on, everyone knew their role and everyone knew what their expectations were.
Bingo.
And the scary part to me is they're all vying for something that they don't know if they're even good enough to be.
Well, I mean,
they don't know their role. They don't know their job because they all want to be top dog, but none of them have really earned it.
And well, we did this last year. Changing the verbiage of what Josh Jacobs is saying of like, all right, well, consistency.
We learned a little bit. When it comes to Josh Jacobs, there's two thoughts that you can have. Either Josh Jacobs, A, he said what he said at the Super Bowl. He saw the reaction from his wide receivers and his teammates and maybe his head coach or somebody spoke to him. And he decided that he was going to switch it up and be more positive. Or the other thought is he got a chance to be around the guys during the offseason workouts and he saw that they were taking the steps in the right direction and he feels more optimistic. But regardless, for the Green Bay Packers, if they have a log jam, they're going to figure out the pecking order and it
drove.
They're going to figure out.
We got to ban logjam now.
If they're going
to. The talking text line is logjam.
But as you're about to refer to, the talking text line keeps texting in and saying, logjam, not a positive word. You keep using it as a positive word.
Brad, and everyone's calling me smarter than you.
Brad Norman is the smart one. He told y'all what a logjam was.
Logjam means production stops. That's a logjam.
It's not good when you have a logjam. You'd prefer no logjam over a logjam. But
The fact that you have a log jam means you've got a lot of
logs.
You got a lot of supply. You got a lot of logs.
You got good supply.
And you want a lot of logs.
And the Green Bay Packers
have good logs. But if the logs are not rolling down the river, that means
they
the production
are rolling down the river.
It is a problem if you have a log jam. But you might be able to solve that problem and still keep the logs.
I'm telling you this right now.
I agree with.
Ben and Strofe are completely wrong when it comes to log jam in sports. A log jam in sports means you have a lot of good people. And so when it comes to this log jam, they're going to get the pecking order figured out. You know what I'm saying? Matt LaFleur needs to be the beaver. He needs to let everybody know where they are at when it comes to this log jam. Is you're number one, you're number two, number three. We're going to figure that out. And Matt LaFleur needs to let everybody know where they're at. Again?
Matt LaBeaver. No more log jam.
The thing with the log jam is you're not going to get that high supply of logs if the trees don't look very good.
Thank you.
Right?
Thank
you. So the only reason you have a log jam is you have so many logs that need to be sent down the river.
Are we talking about the Packers or actual
We're talking about the
right
wide
now.
Receivers that the Packers have. You have
they
a
got
log.
A lot of logs.
You got a lot. You got Matthew Golden. He's a quality log, we believe.
A log.
You got our boy Savion
Williams.
He's an unknown log. Is he strong? Is he fast? Is he agile?
They are fresh logs though. They're very fresh.
He's a thick one. That's what
and
he
they're
is.
And they're in the jam.
Yeah, yeah. You got Romeo Jobs, another log. Sometimes that log veers off. It veers off.
You got lost in the log.
You got to tell that log to get back on. Romeo Logs. Oh, wow. Jaden Reed, that's a great one. Dontavian Wicks, another great log. Hell, Bo Melton's a fast log.
He's a twig.
Yeah, he is a twig.
He's a stick.
Watson's a broken in half one, but you can just tape it back together. And Mecole Hardman is one that, you probably get rid of.
I forget Mecole Hardman is even in this log jam.
Yeah, that's crazy. No, he is.
He's the old slow one.
That just said, get rid of that one.
Oh, get rid of that one.
So, Jeff Ed did ask if he was going to make the team, and based off the logjam definition, the logjam means McCall
okay,
might not.
We could get fun with this, though. We could start calling him Cedar Watson. Romeo. What other types of trees are there? Oak?
Oak. Birch.
Why don't you do some research and then on the Wheel of Stroke tomorrow?
That's not bad.
Maple? Who's a maple? I don't know.
Oh, ooh. Maple Golden.
Oh, yeah.
Maple Golden.
Pottawatomie Casino Hotel is known for its endless ways to win. No log jam there. Just an opportunity to win $300,000 on June 27th for their season finale blockbuster drawings. Wow, we had a log jam conversation.
We forgot about the log of Malik Heath. He's a log.
Oh my gosh, how could we forget about that log?
Long skinny.
He can
log.
Move a lot of logs.
Logs. Yeah. Log.
Good blocker.
Malik Heath.
Be there to win your share June 27th at Pottawatomie for the season finale of the $300,000 in cash and prizes. Enchanted Spins, Unreal Treasures, Boundless Bounty Roll. The sports book is amazing. How many times did we say log jam?
Now, a log 35? Jam is bad in a printer.
Bad. It's usually bad.
That's a great point. Different log jam, but yeah, also bad. Something that derives from wood.
I'm going to ask. That's
wow.
True. That's very true.
Wow.
So the crazy? A log jam and what? Maybe that's what it called a log jam.
Is there any area where it's good to be in a log jam?
When you have the Green Bay Packers wide receivers, log jam.
No.
That means
we
there's
don't
a lot of
know
them.
That, Kyle.
I know we're doing something else coming up next, but during the commercial break, I'm going to make nicknames for all the receivers based on trees.
I was gonna do an appreciation minute for Sal Frelick next.
How about both?
All right.
I'm going to love this segment.
Log jams and Sal Frelick next.
This is Kyle Bruston Nortman.
I'm sorry that I don't want to touch Ben's Peter.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Check out the Princeton Club in New Berlin for your better tomorrow. You can have a strong body, a strong mind, and help provide a strong community with all the initiatives they have going on there. No goal is too big or small. They have everything you need at the health club. Free childcare with the membership, open 24/7. Not to mention, they always bring in new equipment to make sure that you don't have to go anywhere. You look around, you're like, oh, there's new bikes. Oh, there's new weights. Oh, there's new equipment there. They have everything you need. Tennis courts, basketball courts, outdoor pool, indoor pool. You name it, they have it. Check out the Prince Club in New Berlin for your better tomorrow. All right, we said the word log jam way too much last segment, but Strofe, did you come up with a wood nickname for all of the Green Bay Packers? Kyle Bruston-Ortman with you till 5 o'clock.
Big log jam in the wide receiver room. Strofe, take it away.
All right, I didn't cover all of them, but I got six of them.
It's pretty good. 4 minutes.
Let's start with Jaden Reed. Jaden Seed-er. Cedar tree? Jaden Seed-er.
That's good. It's a good start. Good.
It's an okay start.
I spoiled this one last segment. Matthew Golden, Maple Golden. This one's so dumb. For Dontavian Wicks. I could have done better than this. Don Burchion Wicks.
I like that. Don Burchion.
Don Burchion.
For Christian Watson, I have Ashton Rotman.
Oh, wow.
Ashton Watson. That was Ashton Rotman. Crashton Watson. Okay. For Savion Williams, I have Sprucion Williams.
Ooh, okay, a Sprucion.
And then this is my favorite for Romeo Doubs. Rokio Doubs. Oak tree.
Oh!
Roke.
Rokio Doubs.
Rokio Doubs.
Rokio Doubs.
I don't think that
pretty
went good,
huh?
As I thought. But I mean, I'm glad you gave it up.
Come on, that was good.
I appreciate that. That was in four minutes.
I think Jaden Seed-er is pretty darn good. That's my favorite.
Of course. Thanks, it was. Brad. It was the funniest.
No, Rokio Doubs.
Who would have thought talking about log jams would lead to this?
I could
radio,
have.
Man.
I could have.
Look, I know we got at Homer and Jesse Nelson earlier in the show. If you missed any of our show, listen back at the ESPN Wisconsin app. Jesse floated this at a birthday party 2 weeks ago that, are we going to suggest maybe that Pat Murphy needs to be treated like all the other coaches, like Luke Fickell? Is he
goodness
good enough?
Can you believe he did this?
The Brewers are subtweeting Homer by saying, don't say anything bad about Jackson Churio after he hit a home run.
Jesse said that the year after, correct me if I'm wrong, did Pat Murphy win NL Manager of the Year?
Very good.
And then the first, less than 2 months into, oh, here he comes. Here he comes. Homer has entered the building.
It is an appreciation moment for the Milwaukee Brewers. I will say that. 7 straight wins. You get a sweep against the Phillies. And Strofe, I'm fine with it. It pains me that you came up with something and you hit the jackpot on loving Sal Frelick. The guy's a goddess. He's got great hair. He's handsome. He's a god.
I mean,
yikes. Start with an insult.
The guy's a god. He's handsome. He's got great flow. He's strong. His lefty-lefty statistics are unbelievable.
He's jacked.
Guess what he did last year?
What did he do last year, Ben?
Last year against lefties, .241 average, .349 slugging against lefties.
Mm.
This year, led the league lefty-lefty. Went 0-for-3 against Ranger Suarez yesterday. But still batting .360 against lefties. .429 slugging, an OPS of .880.
Yeah,
league average is .720 against lefties.
No,
the guy's a machine.
No,
he's a beast.
And he's
freaking unbelievable in the field. Mm-hmm. He's like the Rock. I feel like he is the Rock to the Milwaukee Brewers.
Really?
He is.
He almost got traded. Almost got traded.
When
they
I say the Rock, I'm not looking at him to make the splashiest, you know, home run, which he did do against the Mets until Pete Alonso made the splashier one. But he always is there when you need him to, like, give you a jolt. Making a big play in the field. Getting a knock when it's needed. I can't believe it. I love Sal Frelick. Unfortunately, Strofe got him first, but I'm happy to join him with that. Christian Yelich, NL Player of the Week. 10.
It's Christian Yelich to you.
Why? Did you say that in my ear?
No, that was on the air. Christian Yelich.
Is that a tree?
Ash, yeah.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Because I said Crashton Watson.
Why?
I got another one for you real quick.
What now?
Okay, you guys know who Mecole Hardman is, right?
Yes.
Mecole Hickoryman?
No.
Oh,
no.
Okay.
How about Mecole?
I was just going to give Yelich's love. 10 Hardwood, for 20 man. In the last 10, 3 home runs. Like, the guy got a contusion. He's back in the lineup today. Reese Hosking's been a steady Eddie.
Oh, my gosh. Steady Eddie. He went crazy.
I know. When I say steady Eddie, it's because he went crazy and he continues to stay crazy. And
what
no
did Jackson
else
do?
Jackson went 4-for-5 in game 1.
Oh, wow.
And then, you know, hit a home run, and our guy to our left, Homer, kind of got subtweeted, I believe. Homer, do you know what a subtweet is?
I do not.
All that time on Twitter, you don't know what a subtweet is?
That's a great point.
What do you mean? Well, explain what it is. I don't know why I know it. You have tweets. You respond to the tweets.
Should we bring in ESPN Milwaukee social extraordinaire for this one?
No, I don't. Just tell me what it is.
Madison Hayes, 24, on Instagram. Are you still looking for followers? Oh, just go up to Strofe's mic. Just go. We don't need Strofe. We don't need Strofe. We need you for this. You're the social person.
I'm always looking for followers. Thank you for the shout out.
Of course. A subtweet.
A subtweet is when someone else tweets about you but doesn't at you. So they're talking about you, but they're not tagging you in it.
Oh.
So can you give us an example
Then you don't know when it's happened.
Yeah. You kind of got to just be aware. It's going to happen at some point.
To me, doing that is absurd.
It's scary.
It's like tweeting behind your back.
Right. Yeah. So why not just do it to the person?
Can you give us an example of a subtweet, Madison?
She just showed me one.
Watch what you say about Jackson Churio.
Oh, who tweeted that?
The Milwaukee Brewers.
Who said something about Jackson Churio?
They should watch what they say because they're smarter than that. They know. They know the problem.
There's no problem.
There's a huge problem.
There's no huge problem.
You cannot be and will not be a star if you draw as few walks as he's drawing. Period.
Homer.
And nobody who has disputed me has mentioned one player in the history of baseball drawing walks at the level that he's drawing at now. It was worse before, but
it's
still.
Do you have anyone at age 21 years old that has, you know, similar statistics that
didn't
work out?
Not this low. No. No. That's the point.
How about a statistic that, like, they improved on at all?
Could happen. But they don't get that low.
So, Homer, you're still concerned?
Yes. So, as they are.
You think trading is still on the table?
As they are.
Wait, who did you talk to in the Brewers that made
I don't have to talk to them. They're very smart people. They know he draws walks at a level that guarantee, if it continues, he cannot be a star.
So, Homer, so despite his .341 batting average in the last 10 games.
Look at his on-base. His on-base.
Two home runs.
Look at his on-base.
If you bat .341, I think you're on base 20.
No, you can't. No, he's not batting .341.
In the last 10 games.
And again, for a 21-year-old, he played amazing in the second half of last year.
He did.
He's going to be young. He's going to make mistakes. And he's going to grow.
We'll see.
So, I believe he has.
Outside of not walking as much as you like at his rate. Is there anything that concerns you about him?
No.
So the ability to see the strike zone and not be as aggressive hitting the baseball.
I don't know the specifics of what creates his inability to ever get a walk.
Because he's young and learning and he's still producing.
But he's not the first young player. That's the whole point.
Homer, I mean, four for five with five RBIs.
Yeah, the rest of his production is so good.
Pick one.
You'd like to think he can grow in that category.
Yes, I said you watch the whole season. It's not one playoff. You play the 162 games. Look at his on-base percentage this year.
All right.
It's probably 30% higher. Maybe.
On-base percentage.
Is it 280.
Right. That's what a pitcher used to get. That's what a pitcher used to have when they hit.
Stretching a little pitcher. Look, I hear your concerns, Homer.
Right.
I hear your concerns.
I'm hopeful that he recovers.
I think you're still making it bigger than what it is at his age.
You don't.
If it was two more years from now, I would hear your argument.
Again, you can go look at Robin. Yeah, there are other young players. There are other young players. It's not that he doesn't draw walks. He's historically horrific at drawing walks this year. Now, last year he improved it up. He's at half of where he was last year.
But didn't
you cannot, and there are players. There's one, a great example. Sean Dunstan had this problem, was the first player taken in the draft, never became anything but an average player because he was unable.
What was Sean Dunstan's first season in the majors? How
go look it up.
Did he have 20 home runs and 20 stolen bases?
Is it a similar analogy like how bad Davante Adams was at drops early in his career?
No, he'd had to have twice as many as he had.
Wow. No, he was known for dropping.
No, you have to be
Fred, this is a losing battle if you try and come up with
stats. It isn't. You have to come up with
nothing.
You don't come up with stats. Imagine if Davante Adams, when he was young, had twice as many drops as he had. There would be a point in which you would say, there are so many drops.
But that is concerned. His number one job as a wide receiver is to catch the ball.
His
Jackson
number one
Churio's
job.
Number one job isn't to get a walk.
It's to get on base.
Sean Dunstan was never as good as Jackson Churio.
You put your hand in the air. Son Dunstan, most home runs he hit in the year.
Yeah, again, you don't. If you look at home runs, pick one stat.
Okay, all right.
There's only one stat.
If you want to be a utility guy that gets on base all the time, then I just have higher expectations for someone that has more power and speed.
He can. There's more to baseball. I know on base is important. We've gone away from batting average for a reason, but he provides more value at age 21 than worrying about how many walks he's drawing at this point in his career.
Again.
That's it.
Okay, fine.
That's it.
Okay, I'm never going to convince you. What if he had no walks?
What if
he had zero walks?
I said in 2 years, if you want to bring this to me, I'll listen. But he's too young for me to be, oh my God, he didn't walk this at bat. I gotta ship him away.
It's not what I said, but that's fine. I'll take it.
His on-base percentage last year was .327.
I didn't say it last year. What is it now?
This year is .285.
Correct.
It's still early, Homer.
Again, it's early, but again, the level of bad is of note.
Now, if Brian Bulaga only had one arm, then we may have looked at trading him. But he had two arms, and he was able to play football.
If for half a season he gave up 15 sacks, what would you say? Well, but he's young.
Not
it's just
comparable,
because
he's doing more than not getting walks for the team to help them win baseball games.
Brian Bulaga could as well. Could have been a great blocker on the runs.
Brian Bulaga joins us next.
This is Kyle Brustin Nortman, KBN.
Yeah, let them do it. I ain't doing it.
You're not going to hurt our feelings.
No, come on.
Just mine.
Homer, come on.
Yo,
now.
Fuck, I should be doing this time. I should be 2-6. That good enough for you? Nobody's as good as me.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app. I've got some famous
friends you probably knew. Joining us before the Homer Hour is Brian Bulaga. Brian, what's going on?
How much, guys? How you doing?
Doing good. Doing well. I'd like to ask you this in the short amount of time that we do have before the Homer Hour. Jordan Love has a prop of 3,600.5 yards as an over-under. Josh Jacobs has 1,050 yards, .5, as an over-under. Which one do you like better? Because it feels like I'm stealing money at 1,050 yards with Josh Jacobs, even if he misses a couple games.
1,050 yards? Like, one? That's it?
1,050.5 at Pottawatomie Sportsbook.
Oh, I mean, I love that. That's a great bet. I think that's a fantastic bet. I'd take the over on that. And Love's was what?
3,600.5.
3,600.5. And what did he throw for this year after missing, or last year after missing three games?
3,350-ish.
Oh. All right. I would take the over on that, too.
That's what we thought.
Just like that, Brian.
Hey, sometimes
if he played 17 games, he'd have to throw 212 yards per game.
Mm-hmm.
Are we missing something here?
Nope. I'd take the over on that as well. So,
Luis, we want to parlay them at Pato.
That's what I would do.
Oh, man. I just don't know what we're missing.
I think, and you know what? I mean, obviously, there's a lot of, I mean, I read some articles today. I mean, it seems like there's going to be a little chip on these guys' shoulder this year. I mean, I think all the talk of the step back, I think that's gotten taken a little out of proportion. Now, I think
it'd be a good thing.
Yeah, I think it's gotten blown out of proportion a little bit, because I think it's been directed, or I think Matt thought it's been directed at Jordan. I don't think it was directed at Jordan at all. I think Jordan got asked the question as the quarterback of the team. He answered the question, but I think, you know, Matt got asked the question, and I just think it got blown up proportion. I don't think it was about Jordan. I think it was about the team in general, but I like when there's a little chip on the shoulder. Yeah, I think that's good. I think that's good for everybody. And I think that's good for this team. They're young. They had a lot of success Jordan's first year, right? Like, I mean, a lot of kind of unexpected success, right? Like, and we didn't really expect it. No one did. And then they kind of struggled a little bit at times. I get they won two more games. Okay, I get it. Last year. But it was an up and down thing. So, like, a little chip on their shoulder going into this one. It's a tough schedule. And play better. Like, I like it. I like a little fiery Matt LaFleur and Jordan Love going into this season. That's good.
Brian, there are a lot of prolific receivers when you were playing for the Packers. How did they manage all those egos? Because the wide receivers now, they're all vying for the same thing, to be the number one guy. So how did they do it when you played for the Packers?
I mean, I just think guys understood their roles, man. I mean, I think that was the best thing. I mean, or the thing that everyone knew. Aaron ran the show. Guys got the ball that were open and that he could trust, and that was just the way it went. Like, there was no really questioning Aaron who he threw the ball to. It was who was open, who he could trust, who was running the best routes, and that's the way it went, right? There was a hierarchy with this thing, and Aaron was the top dog, and no one really questioned it, and that was the way it went.
They need those defined roles in that wide receiver room, and it's got to happen fast. But that's Brian Bulaga. He's coming up next with our guy Homer from 5 to 6. It's the Homer Hour. Don't go anywhere in 2 minutes.
Grab it.